Welcome to the Tip TV Finance Show. It is Wednesday, the 31st of May, the last day of May, and probably the last week of Theresa May.
Quite possibly, Zach, if the polls are to be believed.
Are they to be believed?
Well, certainly the momentum's with the Labour Party at the moment, isn't it? For an election of choice, it seems the Conservative Party was actually quite ill-prepared. I mean, it's been one fumble after another, and actually Jeremy Corbyn, you have to say, looking increasingly relaxed in his sort of TV appearances. Not faultless by any stretch of the imagination in the last 24 hours. I mean, he made a fumble on a child care issue, didn't basically know what the numbers were. But having said that, latest YouGov poll again showing that the gap's closing and Theresa may indeed lose a majority.
Let's go on to the slides of the day, most popular in business and finance, echoing our initial thoughts here.
Yes.
And the poll came out, around 11 o'clock last night. Pound lost about 0.5%, but not really reflecting. I mean, if the people took it seriously, you'd have lost 2 or 3 cents, wouldn't you, really?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got to be careful of making predictions about how currencies and so forth are going to react to certain events. But yes, there is a certain consensus that if we saw a Labour government under Jeremy Corbyn, we'd probably see the pound, you know, certainly in the low 120s even. I don't see, frankly, why we shouldn't be at some point in fairly short order revisiting some of the lows that we've seen. You know, October last year, sort of 116 sort of level on cable.
Okay, let's go on to next story, which is Goldman Sachs, those well-known experts on the oil price, downgrading the price of the commodity for 2017, expects WTI at 51.92. They've got great insight to be able to nail that price right to the cent.
I think they've now digitalised the magic eight ball so they can give an answer to two decimal places.
That is very impressive, actually.
It is.
Due to increased shale production and new projects. So something you buy into, even though it's from Goldman Sachs?
Well, as I say, I mean, I've been saying for several years now, I think OPEC is effectively dead. Look, the new production freeze for 9 months takes us to March next year, should at least put a floor under crude prices, you know, around about 50 bucks. But there is no doubt as well that the last two and a half years has given the US shale industry a fantastic opportunity to restructure, to become more efficient. It's plenty profitable at these sort of levels. We're going to continue to see rig count increase. We're going to continue to see production increase. So, to an extent, it's actually, for the first time in a while, it's down to demand to run down these inventories. That's reasonably buoyant at the moment. There's evidence that a lot of inventory is being drawn down from places like the Caribbean. But, you know, difficult to see it up towards 60 bucks. So, yeah, I guess. Reluctantly, I come to the conclusion that that Goldman Sachs are probably right. But you'd have to say, well, you know, this isn't a big call, bearing in mind where we are and, you know, where they've taken it basically to within $2 of where it currently is.
Okay, let's go on to the next slide, which Chinese PMI beats expectations and held steady at 51.2 in May, while the services PMI rose to 54.4 from a six-month low of 54, but not really much.
Yeah, it's not shooting the lights. I mean, the Chinese economy gained a reasonable amount of momentum in the fourth quarter of last year. That carried through the first quarter. I think you're actually starting to see generally softer data, which is why this was a pleasant surprise. I mean, 51.2 itself is not a great number. And it really reflects the lagged impact of basically fiscal, budgetary stimulus from the government this year. It's tighter this year. And also the Chinese government, the PBOC, the People's Bank of China, is putting the squeeze on the shadow banks again. So cost of funding is actually going up. So I think, whatever any 1 month's numbers might be, I think actually going forward it's softer data. Where if emerging markets are doing reasonably well, but it's emerging markets generally ex-China.
Okay. Yeah. Next up we've got... Heard on Twitter from Mike Shedlock, by insisting the UK pay for everything with the European Court of Justice as arbitrator, the EU will instead receive nothing. That remains to be seen, I suppose.
Well, if that's a precondition to having talks about anything, then you're just going to walk away, aren't you?
Next up, we've got the words of wisdom from David Buick, who's managed to spell things rather better than Donald Trump overnight. They said the UK would never vote leave. Also, Trump would never become president. They said Corbyn and Labour couldn't win. Really, God help us.
I love it.
Okay, on to the next slide, economic calendar. Canadian gross domestic product, and in the US, Chicago's Purchasing Managers Index, pending home sales, and Fed's beige book. So a rather light day. A little flurry around 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't mentioned some of the European data coming through, such as, you know, the Eurozone inflation number, which is out kind of now, so I can't see it, but expecting the headline rate to come down from 1.9 to 1.5%, and more importantly, the core inflation number further decline from 1.2 to just 1%. So again, Mario Draghi has been saying, yes, the economic data incoming has been more positive. Yes, we're seeing less downside risk to our forecasts. But I think it's still very, very premature to talk about a significant tightening of monetary policy. It may not mean that we're going to loosen it any further. But, talking about tapering and certainly talk about increasing interest rates, far too early in the game yet.
Okay, and going on to... FX sentiment powered by Oanda retail clients. We're slightly less long of gold and silver than we were before in the last couple of weeks, edged away from the highest levels. People here have got a bit of good luck overnight with the YouGov poll, so they're being short of the pound looks rather more clever than it did even a week or so ago, and then short of dollar CAD, euro dollar, and long of the Aussie dollar on there, and very short of euro sterling, which... Is currently biting them, I would have thought.
Yeah, it's despite the best efforts of Mario Draghi to talk the currency down.
Exactly, yes. Going on to Trade of the Day, Tip TV Finance Trade of the Day, GK and Daily Chart, repeated rejection at trendline, resistance, bearish RSI, sell around £3.52, objective £3.39 to £35, and then stops above £3.60. But has to be said, the stock market, and this is obviously one of the leading plays, 75.50 at the moment, really not concerned at all about the political situation, it would appear.
No, I mean, there are obvious tripwires, but, you know, there's no volatility out there. There's also no volume out there as well. I mean, cash equity markets are so thin at the moment. This feels like an August already. I've said this so many times, it doesn't feel like a healthy market. You look at the index levels, it looks great. You know, we've made successive highs in any number of indices in recent weeks, but the volume isn't there. And as I say, to some extent, the market seems to be completely punch drunk. I think last time I was on the show, I said that I'm not sure what it would take for Trump to shock the world now, probably actually declare war on North Korea or admit that he's a KGB agent or something like that. I think the market's become completely desensitized, and you'd have to say rather dislocated from the risks you can see out there.
Okay, let's go on to the broker recommendations. We've got BT, which Jefferies say is a hold, but have reduced their target there by 55 or 45 pence.
It's a high conviction call, isn't it?
Exactly, so we can go with that one. Then reduce on international consolidated airlines after its fiasco over the weekend. IT, being stingy on IT, really.
That's, say constipated airlines, it's only their IT exactly. system. Their IT system was a bit bunged up, wasn't
and
it?
And then Peel Hunt going for a buy at Just Eat, the food delivery people, even though a couple of the key people at the company have... Headed for the exit there, but yeah. they're still confident. But on that note, Mike Ingram, strategist at BGC Partners, thanks for opening the Tip TV Finance Show, and hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Look forward to that.